It's absolutely right that the Prime Minister will not go beyond the script in that sense. He will not say whether he thinks it's a good or a bad decision. The reason why he won't do that is obviously he says this matter, criminal justice, is devolved to the Scottish Parliament. It is a matter for the Scottish Justice Secretary, and therefore it would be inappropriate for me, even though I'm a Scottish MP, inappropriate for me as the UK Prime Minister to comment on it. But he has faced criticism in the last few weeks for that position, and indeed last night was facing some pretty strong criticism. Ed Davey, who's the Liberal Democrats' foreign affairs spokesman, said that the Prime Minister's comments were a masterclass in evasion. And it is interesting, this. It is difficult. On the one hand, you can understand that Gordon Brown says, I cannot, as UK Prime Minister, talk about a matter that is devolved, because if I did, guess what would happen? The SNP would be on my back and say, get away. He wouldn't want a row on that front. But equally, this decision does have a huge impact on the UK's foreign policy. It has a big impact with our relations with the United States, and potentially a big impact on our relations with Libya, where the United Kingdom has some pretty serious business interests. And I think the problem that Gordon Brown has had is he has not been able to finesse that very difficult position. On the one hand, of not right for me to upset the constitutional settlement with Scotland, but on the other hand, this is a big decision for the United Kingdom. And there is a feeling, really, at Westminster, that if Tony Blair was Prime Minister, he would have found a way of finessing that and looking to the future, David Cameron, because the Conservatives don't have that poisonous, troubled relationship that the Labour Party has with the SNP. David Cameron, too, would probably find a way of finessing that.
Nick, there's another story that you've been working on that I'd like to ask you about, if I may. Justice Minister Jack Straw is announcing plans to reform Britain's constitution. What's he proposing?
Well, Jack Straw is appearing this morning at an event which is taking place in the building that houses The Guardian, and talking about the next stage of House of Lords reform. And he's been quite open about this, that this has been moving at a glacial pace. Some people say that this government that's been with us for 12 years hasn't really done enough apart from expel most of the hereditary peers. And Jack Straw, I think, is going to hold up his arms and say, well, it's a bit worse than that. The Labour Party and indeed the Liberal Party have been in favour of reform for 100 years, and it's been going a bit slowly. But he will be saying that there is a consensus amongst the three main parties, the Conservative Party, the Labour Party and the Liberal Democrats. They are all in favour of a substantially or predominantly elected upper house. There is an agreement that it should be 80 or 100% elected. And Jack Straw is going to be setting out his thoughts about how you might embark on that journey. We'll be getting draft legislation, a bill in the Queen's speech in the autumn, legislation that's obviously introduced in a Queen's speech just before the general election. Often doesn't make it onto the statute book, but nevertheless, he's going to give an indication of the direction of travel. And I think what he's going to say is that there are people who passionately believe it must be wholly elected, 100%. People who passionately believe you still need an element of having appointed members of the upper house, perhaps 20%. And he's going to say, look, I think we can find a way of moving forward, which is that we'll all agree we need to embark on the journey. Let's embark on the journey. But we don't need to say that the journey definitely ends at 100% elected or 80% elected. Let's start the journey and see how we get on, which essentially means that those who really, really passionately believe in a wholly elected upper house, well, they're going to have a bit of a wait, 10 to 15 years.